This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. In just a few hours, we may learn whether the Supreme Court has decided that case from Colorado that threatens to boot Donald Trump off some state ballots because of his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. AP correspondent Mark Sherman reports that during last month's arguments on the Colorado case, some justices seemed skeptical of the decision to block Donald Trump from running again.
Justices both on the conservative and liberal side of the court suggested they didn't think one state should determine whether presidential candidates should be on the ballot everywhere in the country. And they were afraid that upholding what the Colorado Supreme Court did would make it much more likely that other states would follow suit.
Nikki Haley has won the Republican primary in the District of Columbia. Just hours earlier, she had a lot to say about rival Donald Trump. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is suggesting she won't endorse Donald Trump for president if he becomes the party's nominee. Nikki Haley was asked on NBC's Meet the Press if she thinks Donald Trump would uphold the U.S. Constitution if he's reelected.
I don't know. You know, when you go in and you talk about revenge, when you go and you talk about, you know, vindication, when you go and you talk about what does that mean?
How long will Haley stay in the race?
First, let's see what happens on Super Tuesday.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
That fierce blizzard that slammed Northern California has pretty much moved out now. But forecasters warn them more snow is in the forecast for the Northern California mountains. Some men wearing masks opened fire at an outdoor party in King City, California last night, killing four people and injuring three others. The suspects took off in a car. They're traveling through space. Four astronauts are headed to the International Space Station. This is AP News. Malaysia may restart the hunt for a plane that disappeared years ago, MH370. The AP's Rika Ann Garcia.
Malaysia's government says it may renew the hunt for the missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 10 years after its disappearance. This comes after a proposal from a U.S. technology firm for a renewed search in the southern Indian Ocean, where the plane is believed to have crashed. In Malaysia, a memorial event commemorated the 10-year anniversary of the crash, where Malaysia's Minister of Transport has highlighted his government's dedication to the search.
No reluctance. As I've mentioned numerous times, as far as Malaysian government is concerned, we are committed to that search, and the search must go on.
In the decade that has passed, families of the victims remain determined to uncover the truth to what happened to their loved ones. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.